All right, not great, not the best solution by any means, but she was still alive, and that much was grand. And the fact that all of Cy Sayre's crew were dead or run off, that wasn't bad either. Susanna tossed Scowther's gun aside and selected another, this one a Walther PPK. She took it from the docker's clutch Straw had been wearing, then rummaged in his pockets, where she found half a dozen extra clips. She briefly considered adding the vampire's electric sword to her armory and decided to leave it where it was. Better the tools you knew than those you didn't. She tried to get in touch with Jake, couldn't hear herself think, and turned to the robot. "Hey, big boy, shut off that damn siren. What do you say?" She had no idea if it would work, but it did. The silence was immediate and wonderful, with a sensuous texture of moiré silk. Silence might be useful. If there was a counterattack, she'd hear them coming. And the dirty truth? She hoped for a counterattack, wanted them to come, and never mind whether that made sense or not. She had a gun, and her blood was up. That was all that mattered. "Jake, Jake, do you hear me, kiddo? If you hear, answer your big sis." Nothing. Not even that rattle of distant gunfire. He was out of it, then a single word. Was it a word? Weemaway. More important, was it Jake? She didn't know for sure, but she thought yes. And the words seemed familiar to her somehow. Susanna gathered her concentration, meaning to call louder this time, and then a queer idea came to her, one too strong to be called intuition. Jake was trying to be quiet. He was hiding? Maybe getting ready to spring an ambush? The idea sounded crazy, but maybe his blood was up too. She didn't know, but thought he'd either sent her that one odd word, Weemaway, on purpose, or it had slipped out. Either way, it might be better to let him roll his own oats for a while. "I say, I have been blinded by gunfire," the robot insisted. Its voice was still loud, but had dropped to a range at least approaching normal. "I can't say a bloody thing, and I have this incubator." "Drop it," Susanna said. "But drop it, Chumley." "I beg pardon, madam, but my name is Nigel the Butler, and I really can't—" Susanna had been hauling herself closer during this little exchange. You didn't forget the old means of locomotion just because you'd been granted a brief vacation with legs, she was discovering, and read both the name and the serial number stamped on the robot's chrome steel midsection.